How are you all doing? Very good. So, from my dress, you can see that I speak on spiritual topics. But you all are students of science, right? How many of you are science students here? All are science students. So tell me, what should I do? Should I speak on religion or should I speak on science? Okay, what if I say that religion is a science? What will be your response? Religion is a science. Okay, let's consider, what is actually religion? There is another reality beyond this material nature. Do you all accept that? The body, why our bodies are alive? Why our bodies are conscious? Whereas this body is inert, matter by nature is inert, right? Matter is inert. Don't you say dead matter? Matter is dead. Dead matter. Like, is this table, does it have consciousness? Does it have life? Does the microphone have life? Does the walls have life? Does this building have life? There, because matter by nature is inert. But you and I, we all, although our bodies are made of matter, these bodies are alive. Aren't you alive? Aren't you all alive? What's your body made of? Body made of matter. Matter is inert. Then how come your bodies are alive? Answer? Very good. Because of the presence of the soul. The soul is there in the body, therefore the body is alive. When the soul leaves the body, then what happens? When the soul leaves the body, what happens? The body becomes dead. So the body made of dead matter becomes dead. Is there any surprise? No, to begin with, it's a dead body. But this dead body made of dead matter became alive because of the presence of the soul. And when the soul leaves the body becomes dead. Right? Now tell me, where does the soul come from? The soul comes from another world. Now, if you want to know about something, then you have to know through a specific process. Right? And that process is called science. Say, for example, when you want to know about energy, what do? What branch of science do you study? Physics. Right? Physics is the means to understand energy. Chemistry is the means to understand elements. Mathematics is the means to understand number. Now, what if I say religion is the means to understand the spiritual reality? If physics is a science, chemistry is science, mathematics is science, therefore, religion is science. Are you with me? How many of you agree with me? That's why I said, religion is a science, and I have come to speak to you about religion as a science, not religion as a faith. Faith is something that we accept only by its face value. But science is when it is experimentally verified. Isn't that the definition of science? Experimentally verified facts are called science. When something is experimentally verified, it is science. When we see through electrolysis that water is divided into two parts of hydrogen and one part of oxygen, then what do we conclude? Water is H2O. If it was not experimentally verified, would you have accepted it as science? If somebody said that no, three nitrogen and one sulfur makes it water, will you accept it? No. So science is experimentally verified facts. Therefore, religion should be treated as a science, not as a faith. With all due respect, I can say today what's going on in the name of religion, because it's simply based on faith, is causing so many problems in the name of religion today. People are losing faith, people are losing respect, people are losing their confidence in religion because what's going on in the name of religion. And what is happening? It has just become faith. I'm a Hindu, therefore it's my faith. I'm a Muslim, therefore it's my faith. I'm a Muslim because this is my faith. I'm a Christian because it's my faith. But no, religion should be treated as a science. And if we do treat it as a science, then we'll say every religion is speaking about the same thing. Then we'll find perfect harmony among different religions. If a physicist comes from Russia, another physicist comes from America, another physicist comes from India, won't they be able to sit together and discuss productively, harmoniously? Because they know that they are actually pursuing the same topic, same subject. So, religion is a science and it should be treated as a science. Science because it's the means to understand the spiritual reality. Doesn't every religion believe that there is a world beyond this world? Doesn't Islam believe that there is another world beyond this world? Doesn't Christians believe that there's another world beyond this world? In this way, we can see that all the religions believe in existence of another reality. All the religions believe in existence of soul. All the religions believe in existence of God, irrespective of by what name they identify Him. That's all speaking about the same person. So there is another reality. If you want to know something, how do you approach that? How do you approach that topic? Say if you want, say for example, some of you are studying physics because you want to know the science. Now can you just buy some books from the market and study them and become a physicist? No. To study any subject, you need a teacher. The books are there, but the books are not enough. The books are clarified, books are revealed. The wisdom, the knowledge of the books are revealed by a teacher. Then only they become meaningful to us. So most of you are studying, say, how many of you are studying, say, mathematics? Okay, I can see that many of you are wearing white apron. So I presume that you are studying medicine? Chemistry. Oh, you are studying chemistry, wonderful. That was my subject also. So, say, okay, if you want to know about chemistry, what do you do? What you could have bought the books from the market, right, and studied them yourself. Why didn't you do that? Because that's not the way to understand something. What to speak of chemistry? Let's even consider alphabet. A, B, C, D. How many of you understood A, B, C, D by yourself? Is there anyone who learned A, B, C, D by himself or herself? No. Even to learn A, B, C, D, we needed a teacher. How many of you learned the numbers by yourself? 1, 2, 3, 4. Did any one of you? No. So we can see that even the basic things like alphabets, numbers, we need someone to teach us, someone to guide us. So what to speak of advanced subjects? And what to speak of a subject that is beyond our sense perception? With our senses, we can perceive only the material nature. Isn't it? Not even the material nature. You see, material nature is composed of 5 elements. Earth, meaning solid substance, water, liquid, fire, air, and ether. These are the 5 elements with which this world is made of. We can see earth, solid substance we can see, liquid we can see, fire we can see, what about air? Can you see air? No. But we can feel it by touch. When the wind blows, we feel that the air is there. Or when you're breathing, we can feel that air is there. But ether, our senses cannot reach that domain. So, beyond these 5 elements, which are considered to be the gross material elements, there are 3 subtle elements. Mind, intelligence, and false ego. In our language, in Sanskrit, it is man, buddhi, and ahankar. Do you have a mind? Yes. But although you know that you have a mind, but you can't perceive it with your senses. Intelligence, I'm sure you are very intelligent, but you can't really perceive it with your senses. Ahankar or ego, false ego, that your identity in relation to the body is called false ego or ahankar. You can't see it, although you have it. That the concept that I am. Now beyond that is the soul. And the soul, as I mentioned earlier, is not a product of this material world. This is the world of matter. Consciousness is missing. But the soul is generating consciousness. Therefore the soul is coming from another reality. Now to understand that reality, you have to study. The books are there. How many of you are aware of Vedas? Vedas? Yes. They're the books that are revealing the spiritual wisdom, spiritual knowledge, knowledge of the spiritual. Okay, how many of you are aware of Bhagavad Gita? Yes. So Bhagavad Gita is providing us information about the spiritual reality. So the books are there, but as I said, just the books are not enough. You need a qualified teacher. You're studying chemistry. Now, what is the qualification? Are you studying under some teachers? Naturally. What is the qualification of a teacher? He studies chemistry under the guidance of another qualified teacher. Similarly, his teachers studied the subject from their teachers, or his or her teacher. So knowledge is received through this process of induction. You are induced by knowledge. You receive the knowledge from some source. And what is the authenticity or the bona fide of the source? That person studied the subject under another qualified teacher. So similarly, if you want to study or if you want to understand Bhagavad Gita or books that deals with the spiritual reality, you have to study it under the guidance of a qualified teacher. And for that matter, I can say I was very fortunate to come across a qualified teacher. And that's why today I can come here and speak to you about the spiritual reality. While I was driving, the person who was driving me is a young, and I heard, very successful businessman. He had a question. Is there rebirth? Doesn't the question often comes to your mind? Like, is there rebirth? Will I be born again? When somebody dies, will he be born again? Rebirth. So, what was my answer? My answer was, when you're 5 years old, you had one body. When you became 15, that was the 5 years body, old body there? He accepted, no, it was not there. Today, the body that you have, do you still have the 15-year-old body with you? No. Now the body changes, the body changed, but you remain the same. That is, in spite of the change of your body, you remain the same. Isn't it? Is it clear to all of you? Are you on the same page with me? So the point is, in spite of the change of the body, we remain the same person. So, isn't it clear that the person is not really his body, because in spite of the change of the body, he is not changing. He is the same. So when I don't have a body, will I continue to be? So, in spite of, let's put it this way. In spite of the change of the body, I remain what I am. When I don't have a body, will I continue to be? What will be the answer? Yes. Someone is shaking her head. So I accept that. Some of you are accepting it. Okay, let's put it in a little different way. When you fall asleep, are you aware of this body? When you fall asleep, are you aware of this body?
No.
But do you continue to exist? So when you are not aware of this body, you continue to exist. When you do not have this body, will you continue to exist? Okay, many heads are shaking now. Thank you very much. You see, it's a matter of, I have only about half an hour or 1 hour to be with you all. So I'm just trying to explain to you what I am doing and why I am doing it. Because this topic made a lot of sense to me. You know how it all started? I was in Germany. I was supposed to be studying. I said supposed to be studying because I was doing everything else but studying. And I had some American friends, and one of them was Chuck Hish, an American boy. He was an exchange student from the University of Dayton, and he had somewhat condescending attitude towards India. So one day he was talking to me, and we all were sitting together, and Chuck kind of commented that India is a poor country where people are dying of starvation, and people are there in total ignorance, and so forth. And naturally, I couldn't tolerate that. So I just pointed out that, look, I've been born and brought up in India. I haven't seen a single person dying of starvation. And you are saying that India is an underdeveloped country, India is so and so forth. If India was a poverty-stricken country, then why Columbus wanted to find the way to India? I'm sure you all know why Columbus set out. When Copernicus proved that Earth is round, then Columbus concluded, if the Earth is round, then if I go westward where there is water, then I'll end up in India, where the course was actually to go eastwards. If India was a poor country, why Columbus would take the risk of finding the waterway to go to India? Alexander's dream was to conquer India, because his teacher, Aristotle, made him understand that India is the land of wisdom. So he wanted to conquer this country. The British came to India, why? To steal all the wealth of India. Muslims came to India, why? Because they all came to steal the... I was a Muslim, just, you know, the people from Middle East. Turkey, Iran, Afghanistan. Because India was the most rich country. They came and plundered the country. And India is apparently poverty-stricken today, because India's wealth has been stolen. India has been subjected to all kind of deprivation due to so many years of foreign domination. India is to be considered to be the crest jewel of British Empire. So anyway, so it was not a very pleasant discussion. Our other friends had to come and pacify both of us, because it was becoming so heated. But after that, you know, like, I started to consider that I am proud of India, but I knew so little about India. India's actual wealth is not technological development. India's real wealth was its wisdom. So I started to read some books. It's interestingly, I wrote to a friend of mine in Calcutta, who is to have, their family is to have some bookstores, and so I told him to send me some books on India's heritage and culture. And the first book he sent me was a book written by an Englishman, Paul Brunton, and the name of the book is A Search in Secret India. When I saw that, I was a little disappointed. My God, he had to send me a book on India's glory about written by an Englishman. But when I started to read it, I was really fascinated by that book. a search in secret India. Paul Brunton was a British journalist who came with some assignment in India, but he literally fell in love with this country. And what fascinated him was the India's spiritual culture. And he stayed on in India. Anyway, so then I started to read other books. And when I started, the more I read, the more I became fascinated by India's spiritual wisdom. And then I felt that now I have to go to India to pursue this path. And very fortunately, I came across my guru, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who established ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. At the age of 70, he went to America, penniless, literally penniless. He didn't know a single person there in America, but he ventured to go to America. And within 10 years' time, he established ISKCON here, all over the world, in America, Europe, Australia, and of course India. Within 10 years' time, he established 108 temples, and he motivated thousands of young individuals to this process of spiritual culture. They became so inspired that they left everything. Young Americans, young Europeans, young Australians, they left everything and became fully committed to practice and propagate this process of spiritual culture all over the world. I joined ISKCON in 1976. At that time, there was about 10,000 followers of Srila Prabhupada. But there were very few Indians. I was a rare commodity. Most of them were American and European. So that actually shows why these young Americans and Europeans have accepted this path. Because it made them convinced about another reality beyond this material nature, and there's a way to understand Him. And when you follow the process, then you become aware that your actual identity is spiritual, and the Supreme Spiritual Personality, who is the Supreme Controller, Supreme Creator, Supreme Proprietor, He is God. So thank you all very much. And if any of you have any question, please feel free to ask. Yes? Okay, give the mic. Understanding? Okay. Okay. Understanding and acceptance. Acceptance can be with understanding or without understanding. So I would say, when acceptance is there without understanding, it is faith. And when acceptance is there with understanding, it's science. Right?
So, without understanding, if we accept something, then it will be fine or not?
It will depend whether the process is perfect or not. If you accept that the sun rises on the west, will it be, will that acceptance be beneficial? Will be or not? Right. So if the acceptance is appropriate, then it's beneficial. If the acceptance is inappropriate, then it's harmful.
About both, that understanding and acceptance. Okay. Because life is just messy about these two differences. People are going avoid these two differences. Avoid differences. And get messy things. Like so much misunderstanding between all of us. And this this needs unity.
Yeah. That is because you're accepting, it is being accepted without understanding, without the will, the foundation of reality. As I said, you know that. Okay, say for example, you're studying chemistry. I presume that you're studying chemistry. So, when you're studying chemistry, you're accepting what your teacher is saying with understanding or without understanding.
They are teaching us with understanding.
The teachers are giving you the understanding, right? And that becomes knowledge, that becomes science, right? But your grandmother may have said something. There is a land of where there is mountains of gold and rivers of silver. Then you may accept it, but you know it is not reality. Thank you.
There's a question. When we accept something without proper basis of understanding, can we call it like a blind faith?
Yes, yes. That's faith. As I said, it's faith. And again, then again, if that faith is real, then it's okay. But if that faith is misleading, then it's blind.
यूजुअली मुझसे मेरे बच्चे जो प्रश्न पूछते हैं वो मैं आपसे पूछना चाहती हूँ. जो मेरे बच्चे पूछते हैं वो मुझे बोलते हैं कि आपकी उम्र है ये सब करने की, लेकिन हमें इस उम्र में आत्मा को समझने की, स्पिरिचुअलिटी को जानने की क्या जरूरत है? हमारे पास और भी कुछ है पढ़ने के लिए. वी आर केमिस्ट्री, वी आर फिजिक्स, वी आर बिजी. सो वॉट इज द यूज ऑफ लर्निंग अबाउट स्पिरिचुअलिटी इन दिस एज?
ज्ञान प्राप्ति के लिए कोई उम्र का सवाल नहीं, लेकिन ज्ञान प्राप्ति के लिए योग्यता का जरूरत है. कुछ ज्ञान ऐसी है जो हम बचपन में समझते हैं, लेकिन और कुछ ज्ञान है जो समझने के लिए मैच्योरिटी की जरूरत होती है. तो इसलिए उसकी जो सवाल है ठीक है, बल्कि अगर हम बचपन में ही कुछ समझ लेते हैं तो वो और भी अच्छा. और इसका और एक कारण है ये कि भारत में ही नहीं, केवल जगह जगह में लोग सोचते हैं कि जब हम नौजवान हैं तो इस भौतिक जगत में मजा लूटे. जब मजा लूटने का ये नहीं रहेगा तब हम धर्म के बारे में सोचेंगे. लेकिन असल में बात यह है कि दिस इज द मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट टॉपिक, एंड व्हेन समथिंग इज इम्पॉर्टेंट देन वी शुड एक्सेप्ट इट एज सून एज वी कैन. एंड द अदर प्रॉब्लम इज दैट इन इंडिया दिस स्पिरिचुअल एजुकेशन इज नॉट प्रेवेलेंट. लाइक द क्रिश्चियंस, दे हैव अ सिस्टम of the Sunday schools. The children go to Sunday school and they get the teaching of the Bible. They have their schools, you know, teaching. Jews also have a system. From the childhood they are brought up. And with the Muslims, you can see the madrasas all over the world. So that the thing is that, you know, for this knowledge, there is no consideration of age. Sooner, another question is, are they in a position to understand this stuff? Now, as a mother, it's your responsibility to make them understand. Thank you very much. Okay.
मेरा क्वेश्चन ऐसा है, दे आर डिफरेंट रिलीजन इन द यूनिवर्स, ऑल आर डिफरेंट, ऑल हैव डिफरेंट फेथ एंड डिफरेंट फिलोसफी, टू होम वी शुड फेथ और होम we should believe. Sometimes, suppose we are Jains, we believe in Ahimsa, but in some another religion, they believe in Hinsa. How we can differentiate which is better, which is better?
Yeah. As I mentioned, मैं जैसे पहले ही बताया था कि मुश्किल ये हो रहा है कि धर्म का जो मार्ग है वो केवल विश्वास के आधार पर चल रहा है, फेथ के आधार पर नहीं चल रहा है, और इसलिए इतने सारे नुकसान हो रहा है रिलीजन के नाम के, धर्म के नाम पर. तो इसलिए ये जरूरत ये है कि हम केवल फेथ के आधार पर नहीं, हम जानकारी के आधार पर इसको ग्रहण करें. देखिए, ये विचार जो है कैसे गलत हो रहा है. मैं सुना किसी धर्म में बताया जाता है कि अगर तुम इस काम में अपना जीवन दे देते हो तो तुमको वहां पर उस जगत में तुमको इतने सारे लड़कियां मिलेगी, मजा मिलेगी. तो मेरा कहना है कि अगर ये शरीर नहीं है तो लड़कियां लेके क्या करें. ये विचार उनका मन में नहीं आ रहा है और सिखा भी नहीं आ रहा है. और ऐसी बातें क्यों इन्होंने कह रहे हैं और सिखा रहे हैं, जानकारी नहीं. और अगर हम सही रूप से देखते हैं, केवल फेथ के आधार पर नहीं, वो धर्म की जो प्रवर्तक है उन्होंने क्या बताया, इस सिलसिले में अगर हम देखते हैं तो हम देखेंगे हर धर्म में आत्मा के बारे में, आत्मा को ग्रहण किया, आत्मा को स्वीकार किया. हर धर्म में भगवान को स्वीकार किया, चाहे उनको और किसी नाम से संबोधन कर सकते हैं, लेकिन वो जो परम ईश्वर जो सारे कुछ के नियंता हैं, सृष्टा हैं, उनको मानते हैं. तो ऐसे अगर हम ये करते हैं, चलो भाई एक साथ हम बैठ के विचार करते हैं कि आत्मा क्या है, भगवान कौन है, हम कहां से आए हैं, तब ऐसी गलतफहमी नहीं होती. मुश्किल ये हो रहा है धर्म के नाम पर कि धर्म के नाम पर ये सिर्फ फेथ के आधार पर जो चल रहा है वो सही नहीं है, उससे दुनिया का नुकसान. इसके कारण क्या हुआ, आज यूके में, इंग्लैंड में 56% पीपल से देयर दे डोंट हैव एनी रिलीजन. 56% पीपल दे से डोंट हैव एनी रिलीजन. व्हाई? बिकॉज व्हाट इज गोइंग ऑन इन द नेम ऑफ रिलीजन इज क्वाइट डिस्गस्टिंग. So, ऐसे आप जो पूछ रहे हैं कि कौन सी मार्ग को ग्रहण करेंगे, कौन से धर्म को स्वीकार करेंगे, मैं तो बोलूंगा जिस धर्म में सही रूप से इस विषय का शिक्षा मिल रहा है उसको ग्रहण करना चाहिए। और उस आधार पर अगर हम देखेंगे तो हम देखेंगे कि हर धर्म एक ही बात, एक ही विषय के ज्ञान प्रदान कर रहे हैं। स्तर का देयर मे बी सम डिफरेंस इन लेवल्स लाइक से केमिस्ट्री इन स्कूल इट हैज वन लेवल ऑफ अंडरस्टैंडिंग, वेन यू गो टू कॉलेज अनदर लेवल ऑफ अंडरस्टैंडिंग, वेन यू गो टू यूनिवर्सिटी अनदर लेवल ऑफ अंडरस्टैंडिंग। द लेवल ऑफ अंडरस्टैंडिंग में डिफर but that doesn't mean that the subject has become different. ये आपका प्रश्न का जवाब। और मैं तो ये कहूंगा कि आपने बारे में कि हमारे गुरु जी से हमें जो शिक्षा मिला है अब तक, तो मैं सोच देख रहा हूं कि ये सबसे द मोस्ट मतलब वेद की जो ज्ञान है जो आज हमारे सामने भागवत गीता श्रीमद् भागवतम आदि शास्त्र ग्रंथ के माध्यम प्रकट हुआ है वही सर्वश्रेष्ठ है। और अगर इससे बढ़कर और कोई ज्ञान है मैं तो बोलता हूं मुझे बताइए, मैं ये छोड़कर उसको ग्रहण करता हूं। देखिए ये कैसी बात, मैं क्यों बोल रहा हूं कि yes, there is a difference of levels of understanding, because when you look at Islam, they accept Allah, but they say don't think about it. You can't think about it. Christianity believes God the Father, but there is no information about God the Father. Who the Father is, what does He do? And as a result of that, they're splitting up. The first split in Christianity came when the Roman Catholics accepted that Jesus Christ is God, and the Orthodox Christian did not accept that. No, Jesus is the Son of God. On the basis of that, there's a split between Orthodox Christians and Roman Catholics. Now. Because they don't have proper understanding, there is this kind of misunderstanding. And but when you come to our scriptures, Vedas, and the related scriptures, you get all the information about God. Who is He? What He looks like? What He does? Where He lives? All information about Him. Now you consider in what level you want to remain. If you're desert people in the middle of the Arabian deserts, then fine, you know, like your understanding is like children, not very advanced intellectual. Little more intellectual, some information is given, God the Father, but no more information about that God the Father. But when you come to the most advanced stage, then you know, total information about God is there. Now, are we talking about different gods? No. If He's supreme, then how many supreme can be there? Supreme means the highest. Highest definition of highest is no one is equal to Him and no one is superior to Him. So now you decide which one you want to follow. Thank you.
No question to audience now. As Swamiji spoke about the other spiritual reality, do you want to ask any question or know more about the spiritual reality, about the existence of soul? And it is told that soul comes from another world, that's called spiritual world. How many of you have faith on this world? What Swamiji spoke here is another world. How many of you believe in that? Is there any spiritual question? Yes, she believes actually. How many of you? You want to know something, any question about that? The spiritual world, we are from the spiritual world.
Sure.
पास है बॉडी या सोल, हू पजेस द नॉलेज वेदर द बॉडी और द सोल, हू पजेस द नॉलेज वेदर द बॉडी और द सोल.
ओके, द मेटीरियल नॉलेज इज पजेस्ड बाय द बॉडी. Where is the memory? Is there in the brain. Brain center is the hard disk where all the information is. And intelligence is the program. Right? The informations are there, right, in the memory. And intelligence is the means. Like a program, what does program do? Interrelates the different information. So that's what is done by intelligence, right? But the spiritual knowledge is beyond this body. It is with the soul. The knowledge about the body is possessed by the body, acquired by the body. But knowledge about the spiritual reality is acquired by the soul. And material knowledge, material possessions, as soon as you leave the body, is gone. Because the body is gone, that is gone. But the knowledge about the soul, knowledge about the spiritual reality remains with the soul. And since the soul is immortal, soul is eternal, that knowledge remains with you. Always. Okay?
Actually, I have similar query.
Okay.
Most of it is sorted. Actually, I had the same query. Soul is the spiritual knowledge, as you said just now. That was my query. आपने कहा कि हम लोग जब जगते हैं नींद से तो हमको पता है कि हम लोग जगे हैं, लेकिन नींद में क्या हुआ ये हमको पता नहीं है. वैसे ही वी आर सिंपल नॉर्मल ह्यूमन बींग्स, वी डोंट नो कि पिछले जन्म में क्या हुआ है या आगे के जन्म में क्या हुआ है. बट एज यू सेड कि स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज है, बट आई डोंट हैव एनी स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज. सो हाउ आई शुड बिहेव इन दिस वर्ल्ड?
यू फाइंड द टीचर एंड स्टडी द सब्जेक्ट.
सो वेयर डू कैन आई, how to find a teacher then?
Well, I will say that you have to search. Like for example, I was searching and I came across many sadhus, many things in my 1.5 year search, but I was not satisfied with what he was speaking about. But when I came across my guru, I didn't even meet him. I got a book written by him, and from the very first page I realized that this is what I was searching for. So if your search is sincere, the Lord will help you. Thank you.
But can you just tell what you find on the very first page so that you can what inspired you?
Okay.
What
did I hear?
Would you like to know at that point what attracted him or inspired him or just stuck upon him?
You see, when I was searching for spiritual life, I thought that the goal of spiritual life is liberation, mukti. And when I started to read that book, from the very first page practically, I got the information, there are 5 kinds of mukti. I was searching for mukti, but here I am told that there are 5 kinds of mukti. And then it came to the point, God is a person. I was under the impression that God is some light. God is a person. And He is Krishna. So that came to me with such a profound awareness. That's where I felt that, yes, this is. And as I came across his teachings, that knowledge started to unfold more and more. My conviction became stronger and stronger. And then I was very fortunate, although Srila Prabhupada, my guru, had 10,000 disciples at that time. And it was, you can well imagine when you have 10,000 followers, how difficult it is to even go close to him. But I had the good fortune of being very close to him and become his secretary for Indian Affairs. And I had the good fortune of being with him all the time.
So, आप लोगों में कितने बच्चे ऐसे हैं जो आपके डायरेक्टर डॉक्टर संजय जैन जी का एक प्रश्न था कि अनेकों प्रकार के धर्म मत मतांतर इत्यादि हैं, उसमें से कैसे जाने की सही या सबसे बेस्ट क्या है? कितने लोग जानना चाहते हैं आपसे इस बात है? कितने लोग जानना चाहते हैं? जैसे इनका जो क्वेश्चन था संजय जी का
क्वेश्चन
जानना चाहते हैं और जो क्वेश्चन कितना जरूरी है सबके लिए कि अनेकों प्रकार के मत मतांतर हैं और जिस की जिज्ञासा बिल्कुल सही जिज्ञासा और ऐसी होनी चाहिए, लोगों आप लोगों को भी होनी चाहिए कि आपके जो यहाँ के जो फाउंडर हैं प्रमोटर हैं जब उनके अंदर इस प्रकार की भावना है कि हम सिर्फ बह न जाए भावों में इस प्रकार से, जैसा स्वामी जी ने भी कहा अंडरस्टैंडिंग और एक्सेप्टेंस के अंदर कि खाली हमने सुन लिया मान लिया नहीं, सच को जाने कम से कम, क्योंकि जीवन हमारा खुद का है। सबसे बेस्ट जो आपके यहाँ के प्रमोटर जी चाहते हैं और वो यही चाहते हैं बच्चों को शिक्षा प्राप्त हो, आप लोगों से कौन कौन अपने खुद के जीवन में सबसे अच्छा पाना चाहते हो वो आप बताएं। तो जिसकी नींद इतनी मजबूत है कि जो खुद जाना चाहते बेस्ट क्या है, बहना नहीं चाहते खाली सेंटीमेंट में आके या कुछ हमें किताब के लिए, तो देना भी नहीं चाहते आपको। और इसके बारे में किताब देनी अभी उनको, अभी स्वामी जी की खुद की किताब है ओशन ऑफ मर्सी, उसमें उन्होंने वर्णन किया इस बारे में, और उसमें आपको जो क्लियर मिलेगा बिल्कुल भी डेथ होगा उसमें, उस किताब को आप पढ़ेंगे आपको मालूम पड़ेगा कि कैसे अंतर किया। जैसे स्वामी जी ने बताया कि जेल से अनेक प्रकार की थी, अनेकों लोगों से मिली अच्छी अच्छी बात उनको वहां मिली, तो कैसे पहचान पाए ऐसे डिस्कशन करता है उसमें से तो बेस्ट क्या है, ये जाना जरूरी है ना। और हम लोग कहेंगे आप पूछते हैं अभी एक प्रोग्राम स्वामी जी का आने वाला है 12 तारीख को यूनिफेस्ट स्टॉप वरी स्टार्ट लिविंग। एक्चुअली आज का प्रोग्राम बहुत कैजुअली सेट किया था, फ्रेंड ऐसा किया कि था इसमें स्टॉप वरी स्टार्ट लिविंग जो प्रोग्राम होगा उसके बारे में आपको डिटेल देने वाली है, इसको आना हो उसके पास ही फिनेस मिल सकते हैं। और इस प्रकार से हम काफी इस बारे में चर्चा करेंगे, आपका संजय जी का प्रश्न बहुत महत्वपूर्ण और सबसे आवश्यक प्रश्न है। आप इस बारे में जो और क्वेश्चन करना चाहते हैं ठीक है, इस बारे में आगे और भी इस बारे में जानकारी। थैंक यू वेरी मच, हम बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद देते हैं संजय जी को। आपका क्वेश्चन जरूर बहुत बढ़िया है, फिर आपके लिए नॉट टू आस्क यू, ही इज वेरी इंक्लाइंड इन स्पिरिचुअलिटी इन मैनी बुक्स ऑल्सो एंड वेरी डीपली गोइंग ऑन, संजय से ज्यादा सदाई टाइम।
जैसे आपने कहा कि जो मैंने ग्रहण किया भगवत गीता इज सर्वश्रेष्ठ, वो सर्वश्रेष्ठ है, ऐसे ही सभी लोग अपने धर्म के लिए कहते हैं दिस इज द बेस्ट। तो यहाँ एक आर्ग्यूमेंट हो जाता है कि अब आई एम जैन, मुझे जैन धर्म सर्वश्रेष्ठ लगता है, आप गीता जो मुस्लिम है उनको अपने पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से वो बेस्ट लगता है। तो यहाँ एक हाँ कॉन्फ्लिक्ट हो जाता है कि क्या करना है। हर बंदा अपने धर्म को बेस्ट ही बताएगा, क्योंकि जैसा उसने फ्रॉम द स्टार्टिंग जैसे उसके संस्कार हैं और उसने जो पढ़ा है, ऐसा नहीं है कि आजकल पढ़ते नहीं है, जिसके घर में जो जो बुक्स होती है वो सब रीड करते हैं और उसके बेसिस पर वे कहते हैं दिस इज द बेस्ट और यही मेरा सबसे अच्छा धर्म है और बाकी सब चीजें सब बेकार हैं। तब जैसे लोगों की थिंकिंग होती है वो मैं आपको आपके साथ शेयर कर रही
हूँ। ओके वेरी गुड, very good question. Just like a student of class 1 thinks that my class is the best, student of class 5 thinks my class is the best, and so forth. But when he decides to study, say when he wants to study, take certain specific subject, then he decides, I will go to IIT. Why? Because when you look at it from a neutral perspective, then you see that IIT is the best institution for engineering. So that's the difference. You see, one thing is saying that my thing is the best. Fine. No, you can claim that. But there is a consideration of general understanding which religion is giving you the most and the best information on the subject.
और ये तो तभी पता चल पाएगा जब आप नॉलेज लेंगे तभी चीजें आप स्टडी करेंगे.
हाँ वही मैं कर रहा हूँ. जो क्लास वन में है क्लास फाइव में उसका नॉलेज उतना ज्यादा नहीं है, बल्कि जब स्कूल पास करके आते हैं तब उसका नॉलेज पूरा मतलब पक्का होता है और विचार करता है कि किस लाइन में मेरे को जाना है और कहाँ मेरे को जाना है. Thank you. Hare Krishna. I had a very nice time with you all. Although I spoke all the time and you are remained silent. And I look forward to having more interaction with you all. Thank you. You may not have a question today. But if you do have a question ever on this topic, you can come to us. We have our temples here. Radha Charan Prabhu, Janavi Priya Mataji, they are here. You can contact them. And I can tell you that, you know, it helps to be aware, to know that someone is there who can actually provide you the answer for this. You may not be facing that situation now, but sometimes you may face that situation. Like I'll tell you about one incident. It's one of such program. In one such programs, one girl attended. And then later on, she came across a very critical phase in her life. And, I mean, it was a very, very difficult period for her. And she remembered that once in a program like this, I told her that if you have any questions in that respect, you can come to us. And she came. And she not only got the answer, she solved the problem, her problem could solve, and she became a part of our institution. So, in some point, you may come across a situation, you know, where it's very difficult. I'll also tell you, how critical her condition was. She was actually thinking of committing suicide. So anyway, like in any way, if you feel that there is a need for some pertinent answer to certain situation, then please come to us. Thank you.